Hello, beautiful and infinite beings. I hope that the sound of the river is not too loud, not too quiet, just right. I hope you're doing well. I hope your breath is all good. I hope you're hydrated. I hope you're eating good food. I hope your relationships are going well. I hope you're sleeping well. Today, we're going to talk about creation and consumption. Now, I've brought up these topics briefly, but I haven't delved in. I haven't gone into some detail on what I think about them and how we can use them to better ourselves, both of them, creation and consumption. So we're going to start with consumption, start with the bad and the good. Consumption. Take a couple deep breaths. Center yourself. So, oftentimes, consumption can find its way into our lives too much and throw off balance. Everything is all about that balance. So when that balance is compromised, it won't only affect one area of your life, it will spread. So we must find and maintain that homeostasis, that balance. So when it comes to consumption, it's a risky deal because when you start to consume, the brain loves it. It's easy stimulation. You don't need to do anything to get immense amounts of stimulation. So we must watch our consumption and be aware that consumption is addictive, much more addictive than creation oftentimes. And we need to keep tabs on what we are consuming, as well as how much. If you every day are consuming information about your passion, okay, no problem. Now, as long as it's not bleeding into different areas of your life and taking over, that's fine, that's amazing. You're consuming, yet you're creating in a sense, you're forwarding your passion and bringing yourself closer to achieving whatever goal you have set for yourself. So there is consumption in alignment with creation, weirdly enough. Seems a bit counterintuitive. But if you are consuming an Instagram feed and just swiping and swiping for an hour, you have just absolutely fried your brain for 1 hour. You have done zero things with your body, and you have put your brain into a serotonin and dopamine feedback loop where it's going to want more and more and more. And because it only takes a swipe of your thumb to get that serotonin and that dopamine, your brain is going to want to do it over that, what's called long-term gratification. So Instagram, social media, YouTube, short-term gratification. Click a button, gratified. But then if you go outside into the garden and you rake the yard, at the end you feel very gratified, but that's some long-term gratification. You put the effort in, you were working, you weren't swiping your thumb. Or you write a page in your journal, and after you have this information, this new perspective on something you're dealing with, that's some long-term gratification. And that gratification hits so much harder than the short-term gratification. But because it's harder to obtain, the brain will abstain. So we must push ourselves to consume the right material when we are consuming. Consume that which is in alignment. And when it comes to creation, we're going big here. Creation's a big topic for me. Let's wrap up consumption. When it comes to consumption, consume what is right for you. Don't allow it to take over, because it's so easy for your brain to fall in love with consumption. So keep tabs on your consumption. Consume that which is in alignment, and all will be well. Creation, here we go, here we go. Where do I even start with this one? When you wake up in the morning, what is the first thing you are doing? Are you waking up and grabbing your phone? I hope not. When you wake up from a sleep, you are in what is called theta. It is a brainwave. It's much slower than our regular consciousness. You can sink into theta in meditation or in flow state, actually. Or that's alpha waves. So you're in theta, which means you're very, very suggestible, easy to manipulate, and easy to get hooked on the serotonin and dopamine feedback loop. So if you wake up and you go on Instagram, you have just set a course for the rest of your entire day, and that course is that of consumption. So wake up, breathe. Wow, so beautiful to wake up another day. So beautiful to have another day. Feel that gratitude, and then create. Whether that's a dream journal, whether that's getting up and creating some yoga, loosening up the energy channels, getting that chi flowing. You know, maybe that's making your morning coffee, even though I'm very against coffee. As long as it's creation, okay? I'll let you drink coffee if it's creation. So yes, start the day with creation. And remember, what we bring into this world, the law of compensation, we will receive back. So you are a powerful creator, and you project your energy and your intention onto each situation you find yourself in. So it's very, very powerful to be aware and conscious of that which you are projecting, that which you are creating. And if you always have awareness in your creations, oh my God, you're ahead of everyone. I'm not there. I'm nowhere near there. But it's a process. Every time I fail to be there and then recognize that failure, I learn and I get closer to that success. So be aware, be mindful of that which you are creating. Are you creating something beneficial for yourself and others? Are you forwarding and bettering yourself? Are you forwarding and bettering others or something? Or is it mindless? And creation doesn't always need to be affecting yourself positively or others. If you're drawing a beautiful drawing, that's amazing. That's focus. That's a moving meditation. So good for your brain. So good for your mind to slow down and engage in something where you can enter flow state. So create that which is in alignment with your heart, your dreams, with compassion, with sharing. There's so much to create, and the potential is limitless. It's literally limitless, just like you. And every day you wake up, you can create a new person for yourself. You can create a new passion, a new goal. You can achieve a new goal. So go out there and don't set limits on yourself. Go out there and say, I want to do this today, and do it. You can do it. And if you fail, amazing. You worked towards it and you learned. Integrate. Go back at it. So remember, create more than you consume. Okay? Consume that which is in alignment with your heart, your soul, all that good stuff. Create that which is in alignment, that which is positive, that which is in the love frequency. And be mindful and aware of your creations and your projections. Oftentimes, we shouldn't even project or create. It's better to sit and listen, or watch, or observe, or to even hold space for someone else to create. When we create, we take up the space. So we must be mindful of our creations when they could be potentially interfering with someone else's. Maybe you're in a friend group and someone hasn't really spoken, and you have something really good to say on the topic, but they they just started talking. And they're like leaving spaces in between their words. Don't go in there and say what you have to say. Hold the space for them. Listen. Respect them. Respect their words. Respect their creation. Because what you give is what you get. When you respect others, you will be respected. Hope everyone is doing amazing. Remember, your perception is everything. Look at situations the way you want to see them. Look at situations in a way that lifts you up and doesn't bring you down. Remember, you can transmute darkness to light and failure to success. Remember to breathe right, eat right, sleep right. Remember to spread that good love. Share. When we share, we grow. And remember, you're powerful beyond your imagination. Love, joy, hope, unity, and peace out, everyone. Create with awareness. Create more than you consume. Consume with awareness. Much love.